Everything to Lose, written by Jennifer Batcher and read by Belinda McClory. Leaving the three steaks under the grill, Judith Burton hurried back upstairs to confront the jumble of discarded outfits that covered the bed. What the hell was she going to wear? She asked herself in despair. When she pulled out the pantsuit she'd finally decided on, she'd found stains on the lapel of the jacket. Only then had she remembered that the last time she'd worn it, she'd eaten pasta for lunch. The tomato sauce had splattered on her and, of course, she'd forgotten to send the jacket to the cleaners. Mom, the steaks are burning! Her 16-year-old son's voice resounded up the staircase. Judith closed her eyes in a moment of frustration. Then, still in her petticoat and toweling robe, she hastily made her way downstairs and into the kitchen. Smoke was pouring out of the griller while Luke lounged on the family room sofa, glued to the sight of men dressed in white on the television screen. Luke! She yanked out the griller and looked in irritation at the charred meat. Couldn't you have turned it down when you saw they were burning? Her son's answer was a shrug, his eyes never leaving the cricket field. Judith carried the meat to the sink. She could scrape off the worst, she supposed. Luckily, Greg liked his meat well done. She could see her husband from the kitchen window. He'd made it home earlier as she'd asked him to, except now he was busy swimming his 20 laps of the pool. Doing her best with the overcooked meat, Judith quickly tossed a salad and set the table. Luke, tell everyone it's ready, please. No response. Luke, did you hear me? His attention finally distracted, her son sighed heavily as he dragged himself to his feet. I heard you. You don't have to yell, you know. I'm going out. I have to be dressed and out of here in 20 minutes. Tell Brent and your father it's on the table. Now. He lurched out and Judith heard him banging heavily on his brother's bedroom door further down the hall. It was locked, no doubt, with Brent deaf to anything but the earphones of his expensive sound system. Well, if it's cold, too bad, she thought, as she quickly made her way upstairs again to deal with the ongoing problem of what to wear. She was upset about the pantsuit. The jacket did a lot to hide the kilos she'd stacked on in the last couple of years. She didn't kid herself. What had done it were the chocolates, the potato chips, the bacon sandwiches she cooked for herself on those too frequent evenings when she sat in the house alone. Comfort food, she knew. Nothing to do with hunger. She even wondered sometimes if the whole process of eating didn't help choke back her anger.